Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Anybody listening, you should go to this website and see what Marnie is writing about, because there's no way we're going to be able to get to all of it. But all of it's really, really good, and you should go there and check it out. How are you, Marnie? What's going on?
Good. I'm good. Thanks, John. Thank you for the kind words about the takeout.com.
Oh, no, these are great articles. I love these articles.
Awesome.
And I'm a stocking stuffer kind of person. You know, Marnie has a great article here about a suggestion about stocking stuffers that has nothing to do with, you know, what am I thinking of? Watches or, you know, you can fit a lot of things in a stocking. But the one thing I always liked to get when I was a kid was candy. In fact, I think I still like to get it more than a toothbrush or maybe a bar of soap. You know, you can go anywhere with a stocking stuffer. And this is a great article you have here. 10 nostalgic candies that you should buy as stocking stuffers. Not just candy, mind you. Nostalgic candy. Where'd you get this idea, Marnie?
Well, you know, nostalgia is probably the theme of 2022. Fast food is bringing back nostalgia. Candy brands are bringing back nostalgia. So it just seems like the thing that's going to delight your gift recipients this year and every year, because who doesn't love being reminded of childhood, right?
Well, I think that's a part of the holidays. I think, you know, you connect with your inner child and recall the Christmas past, so to speak, the holidays that you've had with your family and relatives and are having now. I think, yeah, that's certainly the way my mind works. You know, I go back to the great times I had with my kids were young and things like that. So, yeah, nostalgia is pretty much baked into the holidays, if you don't mind me using that expression. But the idea of getting nostalgic candies, which are not available, you know, quote unquote, over the counter at the store or whatever, and you provide these websites for 10 nostalgic candies that you suggest as stocking stuffers, and I was just reading it, and I thought, this is an awesome idea. So enough of me complimenting you on these things. Let's talk about these candies. First of all, the one you mentioned first off is Fun Dip. Can you expound on Fun Dip?
Oh, yes, I can.
I see people at the radio station are going, yes, Fun Dip. Give me that Fun Dip.
So that's just it, right? I think nostalgia, like we all have different memories depending on how old we are or where in the country we were, because not all of these are national, but Fun Dip was definitely one that I got all the time as a kid. If you're not familiar with it, it's sort of a long paper packet, and it has different flavors of sour fruit powder in it. And then wrapped up alongside is a candy stick that is also edible, also made of sugar, but a slightly more pressed version of sugar. And you use that, you lick the stick, and you dip it into the powders, which then cling to the stick, and then you lick them off until both the powders and the stick are completely gone.
And what do your fingers look like after this?
It's best not to ask.
That's just one. There are 10 nostalgic candies that Marnie has come up with, and we're going to come back with more of them after this break on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, 80 minutes after 8 with John Landecker, talking candy with the managing editor of Takeout.com, and that would be Marnie Schur, who has a really fantastic article on the website called 10 Nostalgic Candies You Should Buy as Stocking Stuffers. We've made it past number 10, and now we're obviously at number 9. Yes, I can count. But just let me quote this from your article, this candy that's at number 9. These Blaze Orange Banana Flavored Marshmallow Monstrosities. Have I got that right?
Oh, you've got that right.
And it is recommended. And what are we talking about?
We are talking about Circus Peanuts. Oh my I think that people have heard of them before.
Oh my God. Yeah, absolutely. I hadn't thought about Circus Peanuts for so long, and then I'm reading your article, and I'm like, I can almost taste it. It's sort of that dry, isn't it sort of a dry taste to it? I mean, the consistency of the peanut, so to speak.
Yes, I do apologize for making you have to remember the flavor of these. That is my fault entirely, and I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's quite all right. Talk about the circus. You know, wait a minute. One thing that we forgot to do is you provide, let's go back to Fun Dip at number 10. How do we get Fun Dip these days if we want some?
Sure. Fun Dip is still widely available. I used to buy it at 7-Eleven growing up, and I'm sure it's still there. But, you know, Amazon.com, very good for these things. Target has an excellent candy selection. You will be able to find these things if you look them up online, and sometimes you can buy them direct from the manufacturer as well.
All right. Let's get back to the Circus Peanuts. Where do we get those?
Well, if you really want to get Circus Peanuts, and I know it's a controversial inclusion, you can find them online. You can find them at wholesalers. Again, you can find them at stores like Walgreens, CVS. A few different brands make a product like Circus Peanuts. I think that they're on the list. They are the perfect inclusion for a white elephant gift exchange.
Oh, yeah.
If anyone does those, you know, the whole idea is you give someone a gift that they definitely wouldn't buy for themselves, either because it's impractical or outright disliked.
Yeah.
But I think that it would be the funniest addition to a white elephant gift exchange.
Let's move along to the Haribo Gold Bears? Have I got that first name right?
Yeah, Haribo. Yep. Mm-hmm. Haribo, classic gummy bear. The first gummy bear to really hit it big in America back in, I believe, the early 80s. Even though it's a product that's been around for 100 years, it took a long time to go from Germany to America. And, you know, who doesn't love a good gummy bear? Classic selection, a crowd pleaser.
Let's move down to cowtails and caramel creams. I was reading this, and it was like I had just gone out and purchased some. I love these. I love these.
Oh, me too. They're just so perfect. It's that chewy caramel and the soft icing center, the cream inside.
Yeah.
But what people don't know is there's a lot of more flavors than there used to be. So there's brownie flavor, caramel apple, Oreo flavor. So, you know, it's a little bit of the old with the new.
And how do you get the cowtails and the caramel creams these days?
Just about anywhere will sell either one or the other, but old-timey candy stores, you know, like the classic old candy shops, will have every variety.
We're talking to Marnie Schur, who's the managing editor of one of the great websites that we go to when it's time to talk about food and candy and good times, and that's takeout.com. And we're in the midst of 10 nostalgic candies that you should buy as stocking stuffers. I think it's a great idea. Moving along to, Pearson's Salted Nut Roll. Take it away.
Why are you laughing,
John? No. I got that caramel wrap nougat center going, and anything that's called a nut roll, I'm in favor of. I just go
exactly.
On.
Yeah. It's perfect. These also are a good thing to just, someone in the comments recommended, keep one in your car. They're like a good snack. They're full of protein.
Yeah.
They're, you know, salty, sweet, more salty than sweet, which sometimes people like.
Yes, indeed. The next up is the Fifth Avenue Bar. And
a classic.
Totally a classic. Totally. for those who aren't familiar with this particular Fifth Avenue, describe it. What is it? What does it consist of?
Yeah, so, you know, if you like a Hershey product, this is a peanut butter and chocolate thing that's a little, it's kind of like between a Reese's cup and a Butterfinger, right? Because it's got
perfect
peanut butter flavored crunch inside. But it's a little easier to eat because it's a bar, you know, it's flaky, it's light and crispy, and it won't weigh you down.
You know, this is totally out of nowhere, but where did it get its, do you have any idea how it was named? The Fifth Avenue Bar? It just strikes me all of a sudden as a bizarre name for... See, I put you on the spot, sorry.
well, you know, it's funny. I was reading up on the history of the bar on the Hershey website, and the best thing that they offer is it's named after New York City's Fifth Avenue. Well, right.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, probably, but we don't know why.
No, and I guess we'll never know. Well, here's an all-time favorite. Pop Rocks. Gotta have them. Yes, sir.
You gotta have them. They're just fun. You know, perfect stocking stuffer because it's that little packet, and every kid will laugh their heads off trying these, especially if you have the joy of showing them to a kid for the first time.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that. A child gets Pop Rocks for the very first time, they'll keep coming back. Christopher's Big Cherry with chocolate and peanuts.
Have you heard of this?
No, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it flies under the radar.
Yeah. What is it exactly?
It is it's huge. It's bigger than a golf ball in your hand. It's individually wrapped. It's chocolate and peanut on the outside. Then there's a layer of cherry cream. It's cream flavored like cherry. And then there's a maraschino cherry at the center.
Oof. I had not heard of it, but that sounds pretty darn good to me.
It's the best.
Abba Zaba. That's the name. Don't wear it out. Let's talk about that one.
Abba Zaba is from the wonderful Annabelle Candy Company. It is it's vanilla taffy wrapped around a ribbon of actual peanut butter. So you've got that chewy part, and then in the middle there's just salty peanut butter. It's a perfect combination.
And you don't want it to you don't want it to get hard, because it's like a rock, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah. Your dentist will not be happy if you eat a stale Abba Zaba.
The Regal Crown Sour Candy. Yes. Let's talk about that one.
This is the perfect thing to have in a backpack, a purse, whatever. It's kind of like a Lifesavers, you know, like rolls of hard candy. But each one is individually wrapped, and they're much bigger, and they're much more flavorful than a Lifesavers. They come in grape, lemon, cherry, and an apple. And they're just the perfect fruit candy. It's almost like a lozenge, but, you know, much smoother and delicious.
I just love these the idea of using these candies as stocking stuffers. That's the top 10 candies. In the couple of minutes that we have left, though, let's keep the candy theme going and talk about how cookie dough bites aren't just for movie theaters anymore.
Sure. So there's a very special candy that you've probably seen at the movie theater called cookie dough bites.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been around now for 25 years. They sometimes feel like a new candy, but they've actually been around for a quarter century now. And have you had these, John?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You like them?
Yeah, indeed. Totally. I'm down with the cookie dough, whether it's this particular manufacturer or anybody else for that matter. Cookie dough's where it's at as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. And the company that makes it is called Taste of Nature. And I had the privilege of interviewing the makers of cookie dough bites. And, you know, what's amazing is that in 25 years, they're still the only ones putting out this cookie dough product because it's, you know, it's egg free. It's not like it doesn't have any of those, you know, purported dangers of eating real raw cookie dough. It's ready to eat. It's safe. But it tastes just like that experience of when you're baking a batch of chocolate chip cookies and you sneak a bite from the bowl. They're incredible.
Indeed they are. Marnie, thanks so much for being with us. If I don't talk to you before, have a great holiday. And keep the articles coming because we love them.
Thanks so much for having me, John.
Anybody listening, you should go to this website and see what Marnie is writing about, because there's no way we're going to be able to get to all of it. But all of it's really, really good, and you should go there and check it out. How are you, Marnie? What's going on?
Good. I'm good. Thanks, John. Thank you for the kind words about the takeout.com.
Oh, no, these are great articles. I love these articles.
Awesome.
And I'm a stocking stuffer kind of person, you know. Marnie has a great article here about a suggestion about stocking stuffers that has nothing to do with, you know, what am I thinking of? Watches or... You know, you can fit a lot of things in a stocking, but the one thing I always liked to get when I was a kid was candy. In fact, I think I still like to get it more than a toothbrush or maybe a bar of soap. You know, you can go anywhere with a stocking stuffer. And this is a great article you have here. 10 nostalgic candies that you should buy as stocking stuffers. Not just candy, mind you. Nostalgic candy. Where'd you get this idea, Marnie?
Well, you know, nostalgia is probably the theme of 2022. Fast food is bringing back nostalgia. Candy brands are bringing back nostalgia. Mm. So it just seems like the thing that's going to delight your gift recipients this year and, yeah, and every year, because who doesn't love being reminded of childhood, right?
Well, I think that's a part of the holidays. I think, you know, you connect with your inner child and recall the Christmas past, so to speak, the holidays that you've had with your family and relatives and are having now. I think, yeah, that's certainly the way my mind works. You know, I go back to the great times I had with my kids were young and things like that. So, yeah, nostalgia is pretty much baked into the holidays, if you don't mind me using that expression. But the idea of getting nostalgic candies, which are not available, you know, quote unquote, over the counter at the store or whatever, and you provide these websites for 10 nostalgic candies that you suggest as stocking stuffers. And I was just reading that and I thought, this is an awesome idea. So enough of me complimenting you on these things. Let's talk about these candies. First of all, the one you mentioned first off is Fun Dip. Can you expound on Fun Dip?
Oh, yes, I can.
I see people at the radio station are going, yes, Fun Dip. Give me that Fun Dip.
So that's just it, right? I think nostalgia, like we all have different memories depending on how old we are or where in the country we were, because not all of these are national. But Fun Dip was definitely one that I got all the time as a kid. If you're not familiar with it, it's sort of a long paper packet, and it has different flavors of sour fruit powder in it. And then wrapped up alongside is a candy stick that is also edible, also made of sugar, but a slightly more pressed version of sugar. And you use that, you lick the stick, and you dip it into the powders, which then cling to the stick, and then you lick them off until both the powders and the stick are completely gone.
And what do your fingers look like after this?
It's best not to ask.
That's just one. There are 10 nostalgic candies that Marnie has come up with, and we're going to come back with more of them after this break on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, 80 minutes after 8 with John Landecker, talking candy with the managing editor of Takeout.com, and that would be Marnie Schur, who has a really fantastic article on the website called 10 Nostalgic Candies You Should Buy as Stocking Stuffers. We've made it past number 10, and now we're obviously at number 9. Yes, I can count. But just let me quote this from your article, this candy that's at number 9. These Blaze Orange Banana Flavored Marshmallow Monstrosities. Have I got that right?
Oh, you've got that right.
It is recommended. And what are we talking about?
We are talking about Circus Peanuts.
Oh my God.
I think that people have heard of them before.
Oh my God. Yeah, absolutely. I hadn't thought about Circus Peanuts for so long. And then I'm reading your article. And I'm like, I can almost taste it. It's sort of that dry. Isn't it sort of a dry taste to it? I mean, the consistency of the peanut, so to speak.
Yes, I do apologize for what? Making you have to remember the flavor of these. that is my fault entirely, and I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's quite all right. Talk about this. You know, wait a minute. One thing that we forgot to do is you provide, let's go back to Fun Dip at number 10. How do we get Fun Dip these days if we want some?
Sure. Fun Dip is still widely available. I used to buy it at 7-Eleven growing up, and I'm sure it's still there. But, you know, Amazon.com, very good for these things. Target has an excellent candy selection. You will be able to find these things if you look them up online, and sometimes you can buy them direct from the manufacturer as well.
All right. Let's get back to the Circus Peanuts. Where do we get those?
Well, if you really want to get Circus Peanuts, and I know it's a controversial inclusion, you can find them online. You can find them at wholesalers. Again, you can find them at stores like Walgreens, CVS. A few different brands make a product like Circus Peanuts. I think that they're on the list. They are the perfect inclusion for a white elephant gift exchange.
Oh, yeah.
If anyone does those, you know, the whole idea is you give someone a gift that they definitely wouldn't buy for themselves, either because it's impractical or outright disliked.
Yeah.
But I think that it would be the funniest addition to a white elephant gift exchange.
Let's move along to the, is it the Haribo Gold Bears? Have I got that first name right?
Yeah, Haribo. Yep. Mm-hmm. Haribo, classic gummy bear. The first gummy bear to really hit it big in America back in, I believe, the early 80s. Even though it's a product that's been around for 100 years, it took a long time to go from Germany to America. And, you know, who doesn't love a good gummy bear? Classic selection, yeah. A crowd pleaser.
Let's move down to cowtails and caramel creams. I was reading this, and it was like I had just gone out and purchased some. These are, I love these.
Oh, me too. They're just so perfect. It's that chewy caramel and the soft icing center, the cream inside.
Yeah.
But what people don't know is there's a lot of more flavors than there used to be. So there's brownie flavor, caramel apple, Oreo flavor. So, you know, it's a little bit of the old with the new.
And how do you get the cowtails and the caramel creams these days?
Just about anywhere will sell either one or the other, but old-timey candy stores, you know, like the classic old candy shops, will have every variety.
We're talking to Marnie Schur, who's the managing editor of one of the great websites that we go to when it's time to talk about food and candy and good times, and that's takeout.com. And we're in the midst of 10 nostalgic candies that you should buy as stocking stuffers. I think it's a great idea. Moving along to, Pearson's Salted Nut Roll. Take it away.
Why are you laughing,
John? No. I got that caramel wrap nougat center going, and anything that's called a nut roll, I'm in favor of. I just go
exactly.
On. Yeah.
It's perfect. These also are a good thing to just, someone in the comments recommended, keep one in your car. They're like a good snack. They're full of protein. Yeah. They're, you know, salty, sweet, more salty than sweet, which sometimes people like.
Yes, indeed. Next up is the Fifth Avenue Bar.
A classic.
Totally a classic. Totally. for those who aren't familiar with this particular Fifth Avenue, describe it. What is it? What does it consist of?
Yeah, so, you know, if you like a Hershey product, this is a peanut butter and chocolate thing that's a little, it's kind of like between a Reese's cup and a Butterfinger,
yeah.
Right? Because it's got that
perfect
peanut butter flavored crunch inside. But it's a little easier to eat because it's a bar, you know, it's flaky, it's light and crispy, and it won't weigh you down.
You know, this is totally out of nowhere, but where did it get its, do you have any idea how it was named? The Fifth Avenue Bar? It just strikes me all of a sudden as a bizarre name for... See, I put you on the spot, sorry.
well, you know, it's funny. I was reading up on the history of the bar on the Hershey website, and the best thing that they offer is it's named after New York City's Fifth Avenue.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, probably, but we don't know why.
no, and I guess we'll never know. well, here's an all-time favorite. Pop Rocks. Gotta have them. Yes, sir.
You gotta have them. They're just fun. You know, perfect stocking stuffer because it's that little packet and every kid will laugh their heads off trying these, especially if you have the joy of showing them to a kid for the first time.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. a child gets Pop Rocks for the very first time, they'll keep coming back. Christopher's Big Cherry with chocolate and peanuts.
Have you heard of this?
No, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it flies under the radar.
Yeah. What is it exactly?
It is like, I mean, it's huge. It's bigger than a golf ball in your hand. It's individually wrapped. It's chocolate and peanut on the outside. Then there's a layer of cherry cream. It's cream flavored like cherry. And then there's a maraschino cherry at the center.
Oof. I had not heard of it, but that sounds pretty darn good to me.
It's the best.
Abba Zaba. That's the name. Don't wear it out. Let's talk about that one.
Abba Zaba is from the wonderful Annabelle Candy Company. It is it's vanilla taffy wrapped around a ribbon of actual peanut butter. So you've got that chewy part, and then in the middle there's just salty peanut butter. It's a perfect combination.
And you don't want it to you don't want it to get hard, because that, like, it's like a rock, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah. Your dentist will not be happy if you eat a stale Abba Zaba.
The Regal Crown Sour Candy. Yes. Let's talk about that one.
This is the perfect thing to have in a backpack, a purse, whatever. It's kind of like a Lifesavers, you know, like rolls of hard candy. But each one is individually wrapped, and they're much bigger, and they're much more flavorful than a Lifesavers. They come in grape, lemon, cherry, and an apple. And they're just the perfect fruit candy. It's almost like a lozenge, but, you know, much smoother and delicious.
I just love these the idea of using these candies as stocking stuffers. That's top 10 candies. In the couple of minutes that we have left, though, let's keep the candy theme going and talk about how cookie dough bites aren't just for movie theaters anymore.
Sure. So there's a very special candy that you've probably seen at the movie theater called cookie dough bites.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been around now for 25 years. They sometimes feel like a new candy, but they've actually been around for a quarter century now. And have you had these, John?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You like them?
Yeah, indeed. Totally. I'm down with the cookie dough, whether it's this particular manufacturer or anybody else for that matter. Cookie dough's where it's at, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. And the company that makes it is called Taste of Nature. And I had the privilege of interviewing the makers of cookie dough bites. And, you know, what's amazing is that in 25 years, they're still the only ones putting out this cookie dough product because it's, you know, it's egg-free. It's not like it doesn't have any of those, you know, purported dangers of eating real raw cookie dough. It's ready to eat. It's safe. But it tastes just like that experience of when you're baking a batch of chocolate chip cookies and you sneak a bite from the bowl. They're incredible.
Indeed they are. Marnie, thanks so much for being with us. If I don't talk to you before, have a great holiday. And keep the articles coming, because we love them.
Thanks so much for having me, John.
720 WGN, 80 minutes after 8 with John Landecker, talking candy with the managing editor of Takeout.com, and that would be Marnie Schur, who has a really fantastic article on the website called 10 Nostalgic Candies You Should Buy as Stocking Stuffers. We've made it past number 10, and now we're obviously at number 9. Yes, I can count. But just let me quote this from your article. This candy that's at number 9. These Blaze Orange Banana Flavored Marshmallow Monstrosities. Have I got that right?
Oh, you've got that right.
And it is recommended. And what are we talking about?
We are talking about Circus Peanuts.
Oh, my God.
I think that people have heard of them before.
Oh, my God. Yeah, absolutely. I hadn't thought about Circus Peanuts for so long. And then I'm reading your article. I'm like, I can almost taste it. It's sort of that dry, isn't it sort of a dry taste to it? I mean, the consistency of the peanut, so to speak.
Yes, I do apologize for making you have to remember the flavor of these. That is my fault entirely, and I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's quite all right. Talk about this. You know, wait a minute. One thing that we forgot to do is you provide, let's go back to Fun Dip at number 10. How do we get Fun Dip these days if we want some?
Sure. Fun Dip is still widely available. I used to buy it at 7-Eleven growing up, and I'm sure it's still there. But, you know, Amazon.com, very good for these things. Target has an excellent candy selection. You will be able to find these things if you look them up online. And sometimes you can buy them direct from the manufacturer as well.
All right. Let's get back to the Circus Peanuts. Where do we get those?
Well, if you really want to get Circus Peanuts, and I know it's a controversial inclusion, you can find them online. You can find them at wholesalers. Again, you can find them at stores like Walgreens, CVS. A few different brands make a product like Circus Peanuts. I think that they're on the list. They are the perfect inclusion for a white elephant gift exchange.
Oh, yeah.
If anyone does those, you know, the whole idea is you give someone a gift that they definitely wouldn't buy for themselves, either because it's impractical or outright disliked.
Yeah.
But I think that it would be the funniest addition to a white elephant gift exchange.
Let's move along to the Haribo Gold Bears? Have I got that first name right?
Yeah, Haribo. Yep. Mm-hmm. Haribo, classic gummy bear. The first gummy bear to really hit it big in America back in, I believe, the early 80s. Even though it's a product that's been around for 100 years, it took a long time to go from Germany to America. And, you know, who doesn't love a good gummy bear? Classic selection, a crowd pleaser.
Let's move down to cowtails and caramel creams. I was reading this, and it was like I had just gone out and purchased some. I love these.
Oh, me too. They're just so perfect. It's that chewy caramel and the soft icing center, the cream inside.
Yeah.
But what people don't know is there's a lot of more flavors than there used to be. So there's brownie flavor, caramel apple, Oreo flavor. So, you know, it's a little bit of the old with the new.
And how do you get the cowtails and the caramel creams these days?
Just about anywhere will sell either one or the other, but old-timey candy stores, you know, like the classic old candy shops, will have every variety.
We're talking to Marnie Schur, who's the managing editor of one of the great websites that we go to when it's time to talk about food and candy and good times, and that's takeout.com. And we're in the midst of 10 nostalgic candies that you should buy as stocking stuffers. I think it's a great idea. Moving along to, Pearson's Salted Nut Roll. Take it away.
Why are you laughing?
No. I got that caramel wrap nougat center going, and anything that's called a nut roll, I'm in favor of. I just go
exactly.
On.
Yeah. It's perfect. These also are a good thing to just, someone in the comments recommended, keep one in your car. They're like a good snack. They're full of protein.
Yeah.
They're, you know, salty, sweet, more salty than sweet, which sometimes people like.
Yes, indeed. The next up is the Fifth Avenue Bar. And
a classic.
Totally a classic. Totally. for those who aren't familiar with this particular Fifth Avenue, describe it. What is it? What does it consist of?
Yeah, so, you know, if you like a Hershey product, this is a peanut butter and chocolate thing that's a little, it's kind of like between a Reese's cup and a Butterfinger,
yeah.
Right? Because it's got
perfect.
Peanut butter flavored crunch inside. But it's a little easier to eat because it's a bar, you know, it's flaky, it's light and crispy, and it won't weigh you down.
You know, this is totally out of nowhere, but where did it get its, do you have any idea how it was named? The Fifth Avenue Bar? It just strikes me all of a sudden as a bizarre name for... See, I put you on the spot, sorry.
well, you know, it's funny. I was reading up on the history of the bar on the Hershey website, and the best thing that they offer is it's named after New York City's Fifth Avenue.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, probably, but we don't know why.
no, and I guess we'll never know. well, here's an all-time favorite. Pop Rocks. Gotta have them. Yes, sir.
You gotta have them. They're just fun. You know, perfect stocking stuffer because it's that little packet and every kid will laugh their heads off trying these, especially if you have the joy of showing them to a kid for the first time.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that. a child gets Pop Rocks for the very first time, they'll keep coming back. Christopher's Big Cherry with chocolate and peanuts.
Have you heard of this?
No, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it flies under the radar.
Yeah. What is it exactly?
It is like, I mean, it's huge. It's bigger than a golf ball in your hand. It's individually wrapped. It's chocolate and peanut on the outside. Then there's a layer of cherry cream, cream flavored like cherry. And then there's a maraschino cherry at the center.
Oof. I had not heard of it, but that sounds pretty darn good to me.
It's the best.
Abba Zaba. That's the name. Don't wear it out. Let's talk about that one.
Abba Zaba is from the wonderful Annabelle Candy Company. It is it's vanilla taffy wrapped around a ribbon of actual peanut butter. So you've got that chewy part, and then in the middle there's just salty peanut butter. It's a perfect combination.
And you don't want it to you don't want it to get hard, because that, like, it's like a rock, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah. Your dentist will not be happy if you eat a stale Abba Zaba.
The Regal Crown Sour Candy. Yes. Let's talk about that one.
This is the perfect thing to have in a backpack, a purse, whatever. It's kind of like a Lifesavers, you know, like rolls of hard candy. But each one is individually wrapped, and they're much bigger, and they're much more flavorful than a Lifesavers. They come in grape, lemon, cherry, and an apple. And they're just the perfect fruit candy. It's almost like a lozenge, but, you know, much smoother and delicious.
I just love these the idea of using these candies as stocking stuffers. That's the top 10 candies. In the couple of minutes that we have left, though, let's keep the candy theme going and talk about how cookie dough bites aren't just for movie theaters anymore.
Sure. So there's a very special candy that you've probably seen at the movie theater called cookie dough bites.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been around now for 25 years. They sometimes feel like a new candy, but they've actually been around for a quarter century now. And have you had these, John?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You like them?
Yeah, indeed. Totally. I'm down with the cookie dough, whether it's this particular manufacturer or anybody else for that matter. Cookie dough's where it's at as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. And the company that makes it is called Taste of Nature. And I had the privilege of interviewing the makers of cookie dough bites. And, you know, what's amazing is that in 25 years, they're still the only ones putting out this cookie dough product because it's, you know, it's egg-free. It's not like it doesn't have any of those, you know, purported dangers of eating real raw cookie dough. It's ready to eat. It's safe. But it tastes just like that experience of when you're baking a batch of chocolate chip cookies and you sneak a bite from the bowl. They're incredible.
Indeed they are. Marnie, thanks so much for being with us. If I don't talk to you before, have a great holiday. And keep the articles coming because we love them.
Thanks so much for having me, John.